monsters. We're pretty much excited. You know, these guys are no stranger to the Philippines. They had a bunch of shows here. And the last time we had them here, we actually got to talk about them being in the Philippines. And from Manila to Cebu, they took their music, whether it was a pandemic or not, but they had an awesome, awesome show. Of course, it is a fantastic Friday here on The Monster. For those that are tuning in, my name is Rico Robles. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us live, we have none other than Andy and James. Let's give it up for Han. Hey.
Hey.
Hey. It's been a minute. How's everything going? What's it been up to? Where are you guys joining us from?
Great. We are in London, where we live, in our studio, and we're really great. We've missed you. It's been a while.
I know it's been a minute, and well, you know, I think we only went home to have some sort of a vacation after your Cebu show and your Manila show. But you know, how was your time in the Philippines? How was that?
It was so good. It was honestly. We were just talking about it, saying that our show in Manila, it was at Araneta Coliseum.
Yeah.
And it was just a highlight of our entire career. I think the best show we've ever done.
Yeah.
Singing, like the band singing along and the venue and everything about it was just unbelievable.
Yeah, it was a very, very special evening, that's for sure. We came off stage and we're like, wow,
we've peaked.
Yeah.
it's sort of like the Foo Fighters at the Wembley Arena moment, where you're like,
yeah,
that was that moment for you guys.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, for you guys in that performance, what was that one song that really, you know, gravitated toward the people that got you, like, saying, shedding tears, that Michael Jackson moment, as they do say?
It changes every set, but like, I don't know, it just felt like every song that we played, it was like, yes, this is great.
Everyone knows it.
But maybe 306 always goes, like, I always love playing that song. And then obviously the big ones like Day One and Location Unknown. And yeah, No Song Without You.
Location Unknown in the Philippines always gets me, just because there's so many words in the song, but everyone seems to know every word.
Of course. you're like in a karaoke country, yo. You know what I mean? That's what it's about. I have a feeling that in the future, you guys will probably buy a house here and probably just, you know, just go on vacations here without under the radar vacation. Like, totally location unknown feel. I mean, do you see yourself doing that?
I'm up for it. Got any nice locations? Like any nice areas we could be investigating?
BG ones.
Oh yeah. You got Surigao. You got LU, El Nido, Palawan. You have all the islands here, man. You just have to DM me. I'll let you know. We talk when we're off air. You know what I mean?
The in Cebu, you can go up the hill.
That's right.
And it's so, the view up there is absolutely insane.
Yeah. There's like a yoga retreat there that I went over the weekend because, you know, the Holy Week time is when we have time to actually get to travel, get to reflect, and all that. Now, for you guys, I mean, you know, your time back home, how was it different this time after your shows here, after your full tour, that you went back home and took some time off? You know, what were you guys been up to?
Yeah, we've been
getting... When was that, May last year?
Yeah. We've been getting our personal lives on track. I think I may have had one kid by the time when we were in the Philippines the last time, but I had my second baby.
Congratulations!
Thanks very much. So it's been a wonderful period of time. Yeah, like having kids has changed my life for the better. Like much better. It's fantastic. And James has also had.
Yeah, I got married once in same wife. Uh-huh. Once in England, and she's Cambodian, so we got married also in Cambodia. So yeah, once in August and once in December.
So you sort of had like that the hangover moment, you know, with Stu, how he had two weddings. Yeah, you had that moment, right? You had a Cambodian father-in-law, and you know, awesome, man! Thank you for sharing with us that.
It was an amazing. Like cultural experience as well to like it was the full Cambodian wedding.
What did you come to learn in that wedding, you know, meeting the family on that side?
What did I I come to learn. It's just, it's so very different to a UK wedding. Like, it's very spiritual and, how would I describe it? Just very ceremonial. Whereas a UK wedding is quite like, just a party and food. It's like the ceremony is a very small bit and then it's just a party. But this was more like the ceremonial bit was the main part of it. And you really like every single person at the wedding comes and takes part, said something personal to you and wishes you well.
See, I gotta learn a lot of the British culture from you guys because my girlfriend is half British. She's from Yorkshire. So I gotta learn this. I gotta learn what you guys are doing, man. You know, the life that you guys live. You know, the short weddings, the parties, and all that. I gotta learn that, man.
Yeah.
You have any tips?
tips for like a British party. What would I
it's
say?
It's so basic.
Yeah, it is.
Just like get a room. Big room, bar,
bangers and mash.
Uh-huh.
And get a well, if you want a band, we can play.
Hey, why not? You guys are there. If the wedding happens, you're there. Andy and James.
Playing all the
play Mr. Brightside by the Killers.
Yeah.
And that's it. Just jump up and down and have a great old time. Hey, man. For those who are tuning in, of course, we have Andy, James. They're joining us. They're joining us from London, actually, if I'm not mistaken. What time is it there?
It's about 11 o'clock in the morning. Yeah.
11 o'clock in the morning. Of course, we're just catching up, you know, talking the stuff that they've been up to. It's cool that, you know, when you guys are doing your music, you guys are zeroed in. You guys are, you know, focused, family life, sort of, you know, hey, it takes a pause. And then now, when you guys are off of it, you guys come back. Is it more difficult when you get back to the music from family life?
It's always hard. I find it's surprising, actually, how much, like, practice makes perfect. Like, the more you do music, the better it becomes. And, like, yeah, taking that time away, when you step back into it, it takes a little
to remember, just
to get back into the swing of things. But those like family times and even times when we're away on tour, that's what we use to write about in the next lot of music. So it's really important that we have these little periods of time where we aren't making music, because that's where we're building up all the inspiration and all these like juicy stories and personal things that happen in our lives that seeps into the music.
And you know, when you're looking at babies, is the sound, is there something that comes on, you're like, ooh, okay, I like this little rattle sound. You know, how does the musical process go when you guys are back in the studio? Do you sample it? What do you do?
Yeah, I steal the toys from my children and be like, ah, it's mine now. I'm using that in the studio.
I mean, your baby is on the album.
There are moments, throughout all the music that we've written that will be coming shortly. There's all sorts of things that you'll hear you'll be able to hear our personal lives in full detail.
Because we're only in the first quarter, going to the second quarter of 2024. What's in store for Han for 2024? Will there be multiple shows as well in the Philippines again? Maybe an island tour? What is it?
Sounds good. Yeah, so we are releasing new music very soon.
Very,
very. So much more information and much more will be revealed next week.
Mm-hmm.
So stay tuned.
Only a handful of days. And then after that, there will be more regular music.
So you heard that.
This is. Your listeners are like, oh, just tell us what's going on.
Yeah, you know, more. That's the word. That's what we are getting. More.
Lots coming.
And of course, you guys are the epitome of work-life balance. You have any tips for those who are trying to have a family at the same time, do the music or do the job that they're doing and be awesome at it?
It's hard. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It is really hard. Like, having kids is it takes up a lot of time, but you've just got to keep going at it. And like, it's
it's, yeah, what can I say? Any tips? Just keep going. Because, you know, if any of the listeners that you have are about to have kids or do have kids that are very young, it gets better. And, yeah, initially, those first few weeks are difficult, but it will always get better. And your work life will come back and your personal life will come back. You'll see your friends again and you'll have all these conversations that you feel like you're just like on your own being a parent, looking after kids. But yeah, your life will return to normal at some point.
That's
soon.
Awesome. That's yeah. That's awesome tip, man. That's awesome tip. How about you, James?
Of maintaining a work-life balance.
Yeah.
So our tip for that is, because as a musician, I know a lot of musicians like stay at home all morning and all day and then they go to the studio at night, but we are the opposite way around. So we try and stay perfectly in sync with our wives. Mm-hmm. So they have like 9-to-5 jobs. So we start working and work during that period so we can spend the time with them in the evenings and wake up together and all that kind of stuff. So I think that's a good way. We found that's a good way of keeping it all ticking over. At least, I think that's the least we can do when we then go away for a few weeks at a time on a jolly going on tour.
Yeah, that's so healthy, right? If she has a 9-to-5, then the music will be 9-to-5. When you punch out, then okay, family time. Because what? We're going to go on tour. When the tour happens, there's a lot of time already that's been invested and everything else. That is, I'm learning from y'all. I ain't got no kids. I got a girlfriend. But, my parents are asking, when you going to have kids? And I'm like, all right, I soon. You know what I mean? And you guys just gave me every single perfect tip. You know what I mean? And we thank you for that. We, as in all the men that are tuned in, and those that are thinking of having kids as well. But many of your fans are waiting on you guys. Message for all your fans tuned in now and all the monsters here that are tuned in. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. To the monsters, to our Filipino fans, we love you. You're amazing. Thank you for just making us feel so elated when we come and play for you. And we really feel all the love online as well. Even when we're not releasing music, we still feel the love. So thank you for being a big part of our lives. And we can't wait to come back and see you all very soon.
Yeah, the Philippines holds a very special place in our hearts. So yeah, thank you very much.
And we can't wait to have you here, future residents of the Philippines. Yeah. Tell you, get the island house, man. But ladies and gentlemen, Andy and James, thank you for taking time. Wish you could have you guys longer, but the next time for sure we'll have you here in the studio. You guys, you take care and say what's up to everybody in London and have a great day. All right?
Yeah. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Andy, James. Give it up for Han. Take care.
Woo!
Bye, guys. Peace.
Bye.
There you have it. Oh, my goodness. Just got to talk to them. Got that exclusive that you guys have been waiting for. Don't forget, keep it locked in here on The Monster for more. On behalf of Kayla Rivera, my name is Rico Robles. This has been another Monster exclusive interview.